Recorded Books presents Barking Up the Wrong Tree by Janice Thompson, narrated by Brooke Hoover. A quote from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. A man who is right with God cares for his animal, but the sinful man is hard and has no pity. Chapter 1. Remington's off his game, Dr. Kristen. How so? I leaned down to examine the beautiful Sheltie and was shocked when he snarled at me. Okay, then. Having a bad day, are we? I backed up at once, knowing better than to intrude on the feisty canine's personal space. See what I mean? The usually perky owner brushed a loose blonde hair off her face and shrugged. Something's wrong with my boy. Totally out of character, right? Right, for sure. I could see from the expression on Reese's face that this poor gal had reached her wit's end. How long has he been like this? For the past week and a half. Reese tried to get him under control, but a low growl in the back of the dog's throat served as a warning that she should tread carefully. Since winning state, this boy was our clinic's most famous canine, after all, having recently won best all around at the Texas State Agility Competition in Houston. Yeah, she finally managed to get him to cooperate at her feet. I don't even know what to make of it. And don't get me started on his behavior at home. He snapped at my husband the other day. He's never done anything like that. He's been the perfect dog, until lately. I'm nervous he's going to act up around my three-year-old. We can't have that. No, we can't. This behavior is certainly out of character for him, I'll give you that. I silently observed the pooch's demeanor as he settled back down on the floor at her feet. Once there, he seemed to relax. Yeah, and the timing stinks. Reese rubbed her very pregnant belly and sighed. I'm due in 2 weeks, and I can't bring a baby into a house with an aggressive dog in it. I understand, and I agree. Only Remington had never shown any signs of aggression before. In the years since I'd been treating him, the pooch had never given me a moment's trouble. In fact, those big brown eyes of his had always gazed up at me with nothing but affection. The dog at our feet today seemed altogether different, and that concerned me. I'm already stressed enough trying to juggle the pregnancy with his training. Reese plopped down into a chair and released an exaggerated sigh. I'm usually a lot more on the ball when we've got a big competition coming up, but I guess you could say I've been a little distracted. Can't blame you there, I said. Not that I knew what it felt like to be 8.5 months pregnant, of course. My gaze traveled back to the dog as a low, grumbling noise emanated from the back of his throat as he realized Reese was now closer to him. Remington was one of Lone Star's favorite clients. But judging from the narrowed eyes and hoarse growl, something had happened to change all of that. I stood back and gave him a closer look. Is it just me, or has he dropped weight? I thought so, too. Reese extended her hand as if to pet him, but then pulled back before actually touching him. And his coat isn't as shiny or full, either. I see that. We're really worried about him. He's got the biggest competition of his life coming up in a little more than a month, and he's totally off his game. Does he still run the course? I managed to get him calmed down enough to rest my hand on top of his head. That's another thing. He's been so stubborn, like he's afraid to run. I gave him a few days off after the big competition. I thought he needed the rest. But when we tried to start up again, he seemed scared. And confused. Very odd. Scary, considering how close we are to nationals. I see why you're worried. Something is off. I just thought it was my fault, since I'm not as quick on my feet as I was a few months ago. No doubt. He's trained his whole life for this and has so much potential. Jeff was planning to run the national competition with him since I'll have a new baby in my arms. Her expression tightened. And you're worried. Yes. I don't even know how to explain the difference in him. Remington has always been the best jumper and absolutely breathtaking on the weaving poles. And now? Poor guy's terrified of the tunnel, and he's unwilling to approach the teeter. She shook her head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?